evening, Norwich Free Academy. This is John McRae, judging music ensemble performance at the Cheshire High School Marching Band Contest, October 29th, 1988. It is a cool, brisk Saturday evening, and we're looking forward to a good show from you. Good luck. Okay, Norwich, here we go. Not bad, NFA, not bad. Work on the intonation a little bit, please, in the trumpets. Have the students listen. Okay, clarinets can come out a little bit more, get a little bit more of a woodwind sound underneath. And so can the tubas also. Okay, Norwich, not a bad introduction. Okay, we're not getting the complete line from the clarinets and flutes of melody, be careful. Okay, we've also established basically one dynamic level, Norwich. I'd like to see if we can adjust that or respond musically towards the different volume levels or dynamic levels. Nice, clarinets. Watch the intonation and pitch, please, up in the upper register. Okay, ba-ba-ba-ba, and that last note on the trumpets was consistently out of tune. They need to adjust. Okay, and watch the phrase, please, right before you come forward, the phrase kind of like tapered off. Okay, the trill and the woodwinds, these should come out a little bit more. Be careful there. Okay, also watch the balance between the percussion section and the woodwinds and the brass, please. Come on, low brass can come out a little bit more. A little bit more depth, especially from the tubas. We have three of them out there and I hardly hear them. Much improvement since the East Lyme show. There really needs to be a little bit more of the use of the dynamic structure in the ensemble. The trumpets have certain sections that they need to come out with, and so with the woodwinds. The clarinets have that melody halfway through the chart, and they really need to come out a little bit more and be a little bit more significant in the ensemble. Okay, watch the rhythm, please, trombones. Nice ensemble sound from the trombone section. Okay, the demand with the two different tempos marching and the performance is noted. Intonation, please. Boo, 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 doo, boo, in the low brass. Be careful with that. Okay, not bad. Nice little quintet. Really nice. Good stylistic interpretation and good use of the total sonority of the quintet. Appreciate it. All right, watch the triplets, please. Okay, percussion seems to have a good grasp on the rhythmic interpretation of the triplets. Okay, now we're having some problems with the pitch as we move from side to side. Bop, bop, be careful there. Okay, so we have a definite understanding of pitch in the bass drum section and their depth and performances, helping the depth of the ensemble as a whole. I would hope to hear a little bit more from the tubas, as I said, throughout the chart. You know, it's really nice in the quintet and everything, but with the ensemble plays, we're not getting a lot of the low brass sonority that I think that would help the overall characteristic sonority of the entire band. Nice dynamic level from the snares, thank you. Okay, nice interpretive styling by the quad player, and good intertwining line by the ensemble. Okay, from where I'm standing, we have in the press box, we're having a little bit of a balance problems between the battery on the field and the mallet players. I don't remember that from the past, but I'm assuming that maybe the mallet heads are a little bit too soft for the volume that you want the mallets to be. Okay, nice percussion. Good ensemble performance by the percussion ensemble as a whole. Very creative as well as technically proficient. And I appreciate the efforts by the cymbal player as well as the two bass drum players and their efforts in creating some music out of the ensemble. Be careful of that balance problem between the two mallet players as well as the battery on the field. Okay, get on that low D trumpets, come on. Oh, there's the tubas, good depth. Thank you, tubas. We can get low on that low F or low C. Now we have the low brass right in the front, and the trumpets are projecting quite well. I would like to hear just a little bit more depth from the low brass. I think it would help the ensemble performance, brass ensemble performance, an awful lot. Okay, watch the shake in the trumpets. You don't want to destroy the phrasing at the end. Thank you, woodwinds. I appreciate your efforts. Okay, there's the gun for the execution portion of the show, Norwich. Let me summarize a little bit. Some really nice performance by ensemble-wise during the course of the show. Some problems in intonation in the trumpets as well as the trombone sections, and some balance problems on occasion throughout the overall performance. I think the thing we really need to work on is balance as well as dynamics. We can really be a little bit more musical within our sections as well as total woodwind and brass and percussion ensembles working together if we utilize a little bit more of the dynamic structure, especially in the opening number and in the jazz chart that we do. I think those two places especially would be a little bit more appreciative musically if you could do that. And balance, be careful. I mean, it could be the stadium, it could be the night. Take a look at that. You might want to sit in the top of your stands to take a look and to see during rehearsal whether or not this is a reoccurring symptom from the band. But take a look to see whether or not it can be improved. I hope that some of the comments I make could be helpful to you, and we look forward to seeing you again. Good luck.